Good day, everybody. Welcome to Windows on the World, coming to you from the UK. Special guest today is Sandy Adams, and we got some news for you. Yes, we certainly have. Well, the exercises which have been rolled out on the back of COVID-19, we're going to be talking about all that. They're all from remote authority, testing global compliance and implementation. And we've got news on that today from the UK. This is from the World Economic Forum COVID Action Platform to get us going. It talks of a far-reaching energy transformation. In 2025, carbon footprints will be viewed as socially unacceptable, much like drink driving is today. The COVID-19 pandemic will have focused the public's attention on the need to take action to deal with threats to our way of life, our health, and our future. Public attention will drive government policy and behavioural changes. We've heard a lot of that recently, especially coming out of the UK government, the Behavioural Change Unit, in fact. Yes, with carbon footprints becoming a subject of worldwide scrutiny, individuals, companies and countries will seek the quickest and most affordable ways to achieve net zero, the elimination of their carbon footprint. The creation of a sustainable net zero future will be built through a far-reaching energy transformation that significantly reduces the world's carbon emissions and through the emergence of a massive carbon management industry that captures, utilizes, and eliminates carbon dioxide. Well, don't we need some of that? I thought we did. We'll see a diversity of new technologies aimed at both reducing and removing the world's emissions, unleashing a wave of innovation to compare with the industrial and digital revolutions of the past. So says Steve Oldham, CEO of Carbon Engineering. Now, we've been looking at this World Economic Forum website for quite some time. I would recommend you have a look if you would like to see the direction things are going in. And I would advise you all to get off grid because it's going to get much worse and more expensive. So I'm going to be talking quite a lot on that subject today with Sandy Adams. But on our last show, I think it was yesterday, I mentioned that local lockdowns in the UK could be the next phase of the compliance test. And yes, today it has been announced. Coronavirus, the headlines. Bradford and London boroughs among 36 at-risk areas that could be just days away from local lockdowns. Sources in Public Health England and the Department for Health told Sky News they are working collaboratively, focusing on the 36 areas in England where coronavirus cases are rising. As a result, local lockdowns, like the one in Leicester, which was announced yesterday, could be implemented in just days. So now what we're having is this compliance being brought to local. So there's 36 areas here, and they've all been earmarked for the possibility of being locked down locally. So if there are any eruptions of, heaven forbid, protest or resistance, we know what's coming. So good to be warned, and everyone should act accordingly. So I'm going to introduce Sandy in a minute. But first of all, the uncanny parallels between what governments have done and Dr. Singer's research on religious cults. This was sent to me today. It's Tactics for Psychological Coercion or Brainwashing by Dr. Margaret Singer, who died in 2003. She was born in 1921. But this actually goes into the COVID-19 restrictions and what we're hearing through our media to a T. Number one, exact repetition, techniques to increase suggestibility and soften up the individual via hypnotic. actually the beginning of the show or just... These are the kind of brainwashing techniques that were revealed by Margaret Singer, who died in 2003. Just before I got cut off, was talking about exact repetition techniques to increase suggestibility and soften up the individual by hypnotic or other suggestibility. Increasing techniques such as extended audio drills, excessive exact repetition of routine activities, social isolation, we've seen a lot of that, establishment of control over the victim's social environment, time, creating social isolation, removing contact with family and friends, as well as persons who do not share group-approved attitudes, information control, rejection of alternative information and separate opinions. Rules exist about permissible topics to discuss. Communication is highly controlled, and in-group language is usually constructed. Now, we see this, don't we, with the diverse, vibrant, sustainable, and resilient words that we are implanted with through the media. And the COVID-19 has actually been exactly the same. So, yeah, information control, rejection of alternate information and separate opinions. Rules exist about permissible topics to discuss. Communication is highly controlled. Yes. Alter reality perception. Make the person reevaluate the most central aspects of his or her experience of self and prior conduct in negative ways. Efforts are designed to destabilize and undermine reality awareness, worldview, and defense mechanisms. Confuse the target, create a sense of powerlessness. By subjecting the victim to intense and frequently confusing, conflicting actions and situations. Well, we've seen that with the COVID rules, because none of it makes any sense at all. And they keep changing the rules all the time. Punishment, creating strong, aversive, emotional arousals in the subject by reactions such as intense humiliation, emotional arousal, social isolation, social status changes, intense guilt, anxiety, and manipulation. Why are you being so selfish? Yeah, conformity threats, yeah, intimidate with group-sanctioned psychological threats. For example, it may be suggested that failure to adopt the approved behavior will lead to severe punishment or the reappearance of a prior physical illness. Well, we've seen that with them, with the actual rules that they've brought in, which are guidelines, which the police are enforcing as though they're laws. So, yeah, I didn't lose too much of what I was saying earlier because it was very important. However, I'm going to give Sam the microphone now and a bit more about the control system being imposed on the back of COVID-19.
Ah, hi. Yeah, I've been looking in the last couple of days at human capital performance bonds, which, you know, everything in this new society that they're creating now on the back of a seasonal flu is... The economy without GDP and using carbon credit systems, and of course now the human being and using and the human capital performance bonds or social impact bonds. Now, this is hard to get your head round if you haven't heard of them before. But basically, it has its roots in the technocracy movement of the 1930s. And this has been brought forward. I mean, if you know about the history of the technocracy movement, it was based on eugenics and it was based on space-based economy in and that will be, it's getting away from price-based economy, basically. It was something else. It was fed up. It was the 1930s. They were by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he brought it back and said it's the new economic order. And technocracy and the using of the technocratic society would birth a new age of economy, a different economy. And you know, the thing is that this, you know, we've already been told by the WEF that GDP is dead. It's dead in the water. We haven't got gross domestic product, and on literally because of this deliberate crash. And so now, how do you have the economy? Well, they've got this Green New Deal coming in, but on the top of that, you've got a new global finance, and it's data harvesting. It's data. It's selling the data. The data is the new gold, the new currency, and big corporations have got the technology in place to put that to harvest that data from us and capitalize on it. Literally, get it going on in stocks and be able to financialize it. And this is what we're going to be dealing with. And it starts literally, and they want it from cradle to grave, so that young mothers, even when the baby is in utero, young mothers are being asked to fill in data about their pregnancy, how it's been, what their social standing is, how much do they receive benefits, do they work, what happened. So all the data is harvested literally from cradle to grave. And that will be then somehow filtered into the blockchain ledger. So every single human action that you do, every emotion you have, because this is all being fed into schools now. This data harvesting is in schools. This is why the charter schools started, when we used to have secondary moderns and grammar schools. The grammar schools were got rid of, but the charter schools were brought in to hook up with the AI so that they could monitor children much, much better and data harvest everything that goes on in those schools. And these children are encouraged to talk about their emotions. Everything is put into a file of that child and kept for later. And whatever happens, it's their behavior that then they can capitalize on. The people who invest in all this this technology, the social impact bonds, which are big corporations. I've got a list of some of them here, but they are big corporations like banks and Barclays, BlackRock, the evil BlackRock, Deutsche Bank, Aegon, Bank of America, UK Aid, and the Ford Foundation. There's many more. But they are investing in these bonds. And what happens is that, there have been various pilot schemes in England. And one of them was actually in England. It was, let me see, which one was it? It was the Jack Straw piloted one of these social impact I suppose it was an experiment, really, in Peterborough Jail. And it was invested by these investors. And what happens is if these prisoners reoffended, they didn't get their money. They didn't get their return. So what they do is they give them incentives. And if they misbehave, then their blockchain is blocked down. They have no access to money, food, and privileges, travel, whatever. And this is the way it's going. Everything will be surveilled so that it's just like the Chinese credit system. So everything is there for them to use and financialize, and that will be all your data, be it your health data. It will be harvested from health professionals and from social workers. Everything will be there, so that it will really discriminate against the poor and the ill. And people that are disadvantaged and don't get on as well, maybe at school. This is the whole thing. It's going to create a whole different structure to society, and they call it sort of a success rating. So however successful you are, you get scored. you get scored, you get better services for being successful. And this is how it would be. It will be really based is financialising poverty and misery. And so they'll give you more poverty and misery in order to financialise it. That's basically it, really. And you will always have an avatar watching you, watching what you are doing.
Yeah, this is the sort of stuff we've been looking at for quite a long time, actually. It's very interesting that, Sandy, because looking at this World Economic Forum website, I mean, these people are hungry to do this as well, because the data harvesting industry is massive. And of course, it's all about incentivizing the kind of basically saving money and cutting people out of the system if they're not complying. Yeah, really good points there. And this is the sort of stuff that we've been covering a lot recently. Now, what puzzles me a bit about this is what happens with someone like me if I disappear out of the system for 7 or 8 years and they don't know where I've been, you see, because if I actually needed to go back in now, would they have me, you know?
Well, I think if you make that decision, Mark, you've got to stay out off the radar. And that's another thing, is that I haven't been to the doctor for about 10 years. They have no idea what my health is, because obviously all that information, when you go to your doctor, everything is harvested, all that data is harvested. There's no privacy there. So what they do is that they will discriminate you, if you also, your buying habits, your eating habits, everything will be monitored. And even in preschool, they're giving children little iPads, and they've got foods on them, and it's what are your favorite foods. And of course the children will probably put their fingers on the foods that are not so good for them, like sweets or chocolate or whatever. All of that goes on there, and it's a negative. It's a negative on their social impact score. So the whole thing is, and children are also being monitored with playboards, so that they will be playing a game, and there will be cameras monitoring them to see what their social skills are, and all of that goes in there too.
Well, that's really interesting, because when I was at school, some of the kids used to eat insects. They'd be really popular now, wouldn't they?
They would indeed.
They'd get a really insects. High score.
Like,
yeah,
Daddy
yeah.
Longlegs.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's some strange
like
children
dares.
At my school.
Was that a dare?
No, it's just normal.
Ugh,
we're gonna have a break in a minute. Well, I went to a few strange schools, actually, because we moved around a bit. But yes, it's fascinating stuff, this, because obviously they keep talking about everything being centralized and digitalized more and more and more. And that is the industry. You know, they call it the industry. This is the thing, that when you look at websites like biometricupdate.com, you see this stuff all day long, and they're surfing the wave of COVID-19. So really what we're looking at here is a corporate takeover of everything, which is what we talk about pretty much all the time. It's governance, not government. Mm. And that's the important thing. We are actually in a time where governments are really being abolished in a way, and anyone that doesn't get into line, a bit like Brazil, you know, they get demonized, you know, because they're not going on with COVID. And of course COVID is the driving force of what ever rapidly. We'll be back after the break. Mark Windows with Sandy Adams today. Do call in 800-313-9443.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. I'm Mark Windows, coming to you from the UK. Today, my special guest is Sandy Adams, a regular contributor to the show. And we always have dynamite information. The problem we have on the other side of the pond is you can't always hear us. And I don't know why that is. Maybe we're being interfered with. But wherever I go in the country, there seems to be a problem. We've actually got a wired connection here. We're in the middle of civilization, allegedly. However, even in the middle of civilization, we have now got a pedestrianized high street. No vehicles allowed in the small town of Glastonbury, UK. This has spread out, of course, all over the UK and Northern Ireland and indeed Ireland. And we are seeing a ramping up of the Agenda 2030 plans under COVID-19, a beneficial crisis as described on the World Economic Forum, to which we have been referring to today. We've been talking about basically this social credit scoring and how it's really embedded now into corporate governance, corporate global governance. And before the break, we were just talking about what would happen if you disappeared from the system. Well, I've disappeared from the system, so I want to see what my social credit score is when I return in about 2030. But Sandy's got a bit to finish off with, and then we're going to be moving on to something else for part three of the show. So, Sandy, what else have you got to finish off this section?
I'm just going to give you a definition of the human capital bond, as Wikipedia put it, and it's so because it's quite a difficult concept to understand. Human capital is the stock of habits, knowledge, social and personality attributes, including creativity, embodied in the ability to perform labour so as to produce economic value. Now, what happens if you can't produce economic value? That's my question. Human capital differs from any other capital. It is needed for companies to achieve goals, develop and remain innovative companies, and to invest in human capital. For example, through education, training, enabling, improved levels of quality and production. And basically, what happens when, you know, SIB, social impact bonds, require a clear measurement of costs and outcomes of the programmes which encourages SIB projects to focus on the financial targets rather than the the eliminating the underlying cause of social problems. So what they're doing is they're just financializing it without actually curing the problems, the underlying problems of social problems. And that's the problem with it, is that if you've got financial people making profit on all of this, where is the equity? Where do you draw the line? And how is this a good thing? Because if it's going to be big business behind this financialization of human beings, it can't be a good outcome. And I'm just quite horrified by it, really. And it's closely related to the study of human resources. Do you remember when in offices it was personnel, people were called, if you had a problem you went to the personnel officer, and then it turned to human resources. So humans have become a resource, and this is what we're being turned into these drones, really, with a hierarchy above who call the shots and actually profit from us. We're literally selling our souls, and it's horrible.
Yeah, well, it's just about a financial elite, isn't it? We haven't really got a priest class. We have this sort of financial elite that run everything. I mean, if you look at it, it's kind of almost comedic when you look at people like Bill Gates, and he's all of a sudden like a medical expert, you know. Yeah. I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. But I think this is another point, that people now get these job titles like expert, experts agree, and survey after survey suggests.
Yeah. And it's interesting that Gates finances a lot of these tech platforms that are going into to data harvest all this stuff. He's behind most of it. It's big tech companies, and he's the main one behind it. So all of these people are making loads of money on human misery. So they'll give you more human misery. That's what they want.
Well, I don't know whether that's the actual aim. I think the aim is really about control, because a lot of this, when you go back and look at the history of where it came from, eugenics, and the early part of this century, when you look at these organizations such as the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, which was really where a lot of this stuff came from. And once you start looking into the philosophy behind it, it does come out of a sort of social Darwinism. But what's happened is that it's kind of intermeshed with corporatism. So now it's just everything is incentivized and financialized. So that is where it starts to get very remote. And authority has become more and more remote. All we have to do is look at the British government, have a look at these press briefings given by Boris Johnson and Two Stooges. So it's Three Stooges, and they're all hostages to global governance. And it's quite interesting, actually, because if you actually bring this up to people and say, well, we don't have a government, we're under global governance, because a lot of people will say, oh, a world government, that's a conspiracy theory, even though we have a global governance summit every year. And the last one was in Dubai. I think this one this year as well. I can't remember where it is, though. But usually have them in these places like Dubai and Qatar. And they all get together. And these are the people who are actually pushing these agendas in your government. And people don't know that these people are representing them. So it's like a faceless bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. And it's remote authority. And authority is getting more and after the next break. And we'll get into even more on the takeover of everything. I'm Mark Windows, I'm with Sandy Adams. Do call in 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Windows of the World. My true love. With Sandy Adams today. I thought that was an advert for a minute, then I realised it wasn't. They asked me how I knew. We're getting very tough. We had this radio station years ago that used to play stuff like that in the UK called Radio 2, but now it's got a bit more kind of techno, hasn't it? We've got a caller, actually. We've got Brian. Are you there, Brian?
Indeed I am. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Brian. What's on your mind?
Well, we're out here in Bill Gates land, as you know, Seattle area, and we were doing some research because Reiser at Mammy's has invited us on to talk about biochar this coming Monday for an hour, and we invited We invited the infamous Nikki Rapana, and she is going to consider calling in because, well, we see some linkages to the communitarianism and our interest in biochar and fighting counter-communitarian efforts. So, as to Bill Gates, we're doing some research and come to find out he's a 30% owner in Waste Management, which is gets rid of your refuse from your city. And there's some linkages to Agenda 21. What that game plan is that you aren't going to just be charged for the oxygen in the air that you're breathing. And, of course, harvesting rainwater from your roof would be illegal. You're going to have to pay for your garbage, because Bill Gates is going to handle that end of the cycle. So this appears as though the biochar solutions are involved in all this. What we are trying to do is have a semi-rural existence outside of a metropolis where we can deal with our own waste. And in the world of biochar, in the 1500s, they discovered a civilization that was wiped out, but at one time, when the Spanish explorers came, it was a thriving place on the Amazon River down south. So they had a black plague going on in Europe. These sailors come over and say, these people got it completely dialed in. And what they're doing is using humanure. In other words, human waste is not mixed with water, where you have potential pathogens. Have you ever heard of E. coli? Eat a leaf of spinach anymore because it might have a fly that flew over from a lagoon from a cow farm next door. So how are we going to deal with all these deadly viruses and pathogens spread by manure? What they're doing in the 1500s is mixing that material with charcoal and growing food in it. So a couple of other things I wanted to get across. I don't want to take up your whole broadcast.
No, this is very interesting, Brian. Very interesting points you're making here. I'm quite fascinated by it, and my active brain is responding accordingly, but I'm going to let you carry on. Please do.
Well, Sandy is in the restaurant business. I love going to a bar and a honky-tonk and listening to some music, but there's some restrictions due to this COVID thing that are in some ways making that difficult, but in some ways, you know, I know you're a musician. I have some brothers that are musicians, and I say, hey, I'm trying to set up a gig at a little honky-tonk. Would you consider packing up and coming and playing? And they said, actually, I have gigs every weekend night in the summertime, but I don't have any due to this virus. I'm all over it. I want to go play. So we got to figure out how to find a happy medium, and especially Sandy's going to go bankrupt if she doesn't open up her restaurant. We need to move forward on all this. And really what I called is in your chat room, Zadimon put up two links that if, 13 whole pages you have to read about Japan, but it's rural revitalization scheme involving biochar. These older people that are farming, because all the young people moved to the big city to go work with a dumb phone in their hand. These old people are embracing biochar because they've been doing it for thousands of years, using the material that is not turned to ash in farming. So it's something they're familiar with. It's a big hit. But they also want to create cooperatives. So my sweetheart, Secretary Jenna, she has a radio flyer wagon with a cooler in it, and she wheels it out to the end of the driveway with some ice in it, and neighbors come by and say, I want to support this, not the food nightmare that is going on. And they put some shekels in the little can, and hey, hunky-dory, an individual person growing food completely unencumbered by the other link that we sent, which is from Alaska. In April 2020, they're getting together for a conference to show how we need all these pencil pushers and inspectors and these government employees to monitor the food production. Well, Nikki Rapana is spitting distance from Palmer, Alaska, and we sent her a YouTube of world record size vegetables being grown in Palmer. They have a huge amount of sunlight up there in the day. And the guy's trick is, Jenna and my most recent interest, is we're taking waste weeds and mowing them with the lawnmower on the back 40 and taking that mulched material and putting it in water and viscerating it and taking that milkshake green chlorophyll filled liquid and putting it on our vegetables and fruits a week after we cut it. Hey, this is not new technology. I wanted to share it with you because it does, I would hope you'd look at those two links. Maybe you could see why it is so important, the communitarian nightmare that we are fighting and creating our own food supply. I tell friends of mine, you won't be leaving the house. You can't go to the store. It's too dangerous. And if you do leave, who's going to have the double-barreled shotgun to protect your digs from the marauding bands of starving, desperate, blah, blah? We're going to call it good, Mark and Sandy. Thanks for this call.
Thank you. I mean, that's really interesting information. I mean, it's, you know, particularly about the chlorophyll, the cutting of the grass, because, you know, usually that goes in the recycle waste, you know, waste bin. And I think, you know, if we can do more of this, I think it's a brilliant idea. We've really got to fight back against this. And I know a lot of us will be going, you know, off grid. Yeah.
This is great stuff. Yeah. Do call in again, Brian, because I found this information fascinating. I'm going to check the chat room. I don't always check the chat room because often I have problems and I don't know why we keep getting connection problems with RBN, but it is an ongoing thing. So even when we've got a brilliant connection, there was still a problem today. So I sometimes get a bit distracted and don't have a chance to look in the chat, but I will check the chat after the show. And thanks for that. Do put anything of interest in there and I do go through it all. And you've made some great points here. You're thinking very much along the same lines as me, but you seem to be a little bit further ahead in what you're doing. So that's great. Do call in again. And thanks for your call.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is really good stuff because this is what I want to hear, that people are trying to form communities, real communities, not the communitarian communities. And it's great that we've got people who are phoning in who are informed to the level that Brian just was there and is, obviously. So that's really good to hear because I get very kind of frustrated when you meet people generally. They don't even have a clue about what we'd be talking about here. It would be like an alien language to them. They would go, well, why would you want to do that? And I think that, yeah, this is what I've been trying to sort of support for a long time, is the idea of just creating a new system, outside this global control system. So that's great. I think we've got another caller, Charles in Florida. Are you there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm here, Mark. I've been my favorite channel from the England or UK is the Truth Seeker co.uk.
Very familiar with that. Yeah,
I saw this video about the test they use to determine if a person has the COVID-19 virus, so-called. The name of the video is, was the COVID-19 test meant to detect a virus? I think it's still up there. They change a lot of, they have new videos all the time. That's the PCR test, which was invented by the Nobel Prize winner Kari Mullis, who died last year in 2019. It shows how when few years back in 2008 and before, when they were talking about AIDS and the preconditioned AIDS, how it was completely phony, and Duisberg and Kari Mullis both regard, who created the test, the PCR test, which is the polymerase chain reaction test, created. He said he was involved in the trial of anyway, it was he's been under oath. Gary Mull said his own test is not reliable, and that's the test they use to create the impression that people are infected. It gives false positives. It's ridiculous.
Well, Charles, I think when this first came out, when it first started with the coronavirus, it's the whole point about the testing was that it was giving 80% false positives, and that was reported in China to start with. And the PCR test does not test for coronavirus, apparently. So the whole thing is a scam. But I think that's very typical of everything that's imposed upon us. It falls apart rapidly, it's badly thought about, and it's very draconian, and there's an awful lot of confidence behind what they're saying, but there's very little content, isn't there?
Yeah, I saw a video on the truthseeker.co of a woman in Leicester, England. She hasn't been able to see her grandson, who lives nearby, who's out side of the lockdown area. She hasn't seen him for 5 months. This is how tyrannical they're getting. The 15 countries in the EU now want to have lockdowns. You'll have to prove that you've been vaccinated for you to have an internal passport. Larry Elders on Fox TV today was talking about how phony the whole thing is. So at least Fox News Television over here is saying that. That's amazing. They're a little bit
We've got Sky. Sky in Australia is pretty good as well. They're calling out of it out. So I suppose that even Murdoch's getting used to the word populist. In other words, maybe I'll have to go with it after all. You know, maybe that's what it is. And Tucker Carlson's very good on Fox News.
He's good.
The thing is, I suppose that they have to now cater for the rising populism, because they've tried to denigrate it for so long, the word populism. And really, as part of this memetic warfare, what we really need to do is just get the truth out there. That's what we're doing. And a lot of this stuff is very transparent. It's badly thought of, but it's imposed with this corporate governance structure, which is what we're talking about today. Interesting you mentioned Leicester, because, yes, there is a brand new lockdown in Leicester. But it is a bit sad when these people are confining themselves, because in most parts of the country, you can just drive around. There's no real problem and no one questions you about anything. So it's only, I think in Scotland, it's a little bit tough. They don't really like letting people out of Scotland. In Wales, it's kind of comedic, because the Welsh don't like letting anybody in. So this is perfect for them. On a lighter note, ladies. Well, thanks for your call, Charles. Do contribute to the chat room and keep calling in. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I think we've covered quite a lot today. Thanks, Charles. Yeah, cheers.
Thank you.
It's great to get people calling in with these calls that are positive like this, and people are actually doing things, because it's the ignorance level that we are up against, and the ignorance level is pretty high. I mean, we actually do have a very dumbed down population in the UK, so it's not just where people are in their own countries, it's the general level of people who have 5 foot plasma screens on their walls and watch them regularly. This is a major problem. So yeah, moving on here, we've got this document I was looking at today, the Regulatory Horizons Council. It's a round table with technology entrepreneurs and investors from the 12th of May 2020. And the attendees include many, many people who are involved in corporate global governance, lots of corporations. And it's there. Basically, what they were talking about was technology to combat climate change, including different green tech, micro insulation for houses, new heating systems. Of course, this is all part of the new Green Deal rollout, which is there to further put people into poverty and monitor them in real time and basically put them on a smart grid so there's no choice. Digital identity, they talk about biometric credentials. Well, we'll have to come back after the break for this section in the last few minutes. We've still got another caller, John. It's all happening in the last part of the show. This is Mark Windows with Sandy Adams, and we're on windowsontheworld.net, and we'll be back after the break.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. Today I'm talking to Sandy Adams. We're talking about global governance, and we've had some great calls. We're also getting some alternatives to what's being imposed on us, which is what we're here for. Just before the break, we were talking about this meetup that basically UK government regulatory Horizons Council, a round table with technology entrepreneurs. What else, of course? Yeah, we talked about their implementing technology to combat climate change, green tech, micro insulation, all this stuff that's going to be imposed through the smart grid, digital identity they talk about, and biometric credentials, quick wins possible in terms of parity with physical identities. I think Sandy was talking all about that at the beginning of the show. AI, big data and machine learning for healthcare and the medical sector. This could become much more prominent, it says here, after COVID-19, which has accelerated the leap towards next generation healthcare technology. Well, who would have thought? Yeah. It is a beneficial crisis after all. Everybody wins apart from us. That seems to be what this is all about. Yeah, the big industry, the fourth industrial revolution, they're the winners. It looks like they're trying to make us the losers. It says the Internet of Things in the context of the home, smart homes and data privacy, they're all looking into this. And the British government is now basically captive to biotech and, of course, these industries who have come in and taken it over. We are under global governance, effectively. Quantum technologies, it says here, looking at a longer time scale. Reg tech, used to make government and regulator work more efficient. We are really talking about a corporatization of everything. The tensions between niche use issues and issues with wider applications was also highlighted. I bet it was. Now get this. Mark Gillen, one of the attendees, noted how during the COVID-19 crisis, the ventilator challenge has seen regulatory clearance that normally took 3+ years reduced to 3.5 weeks. So what we're seeing here is deregulation of pretty much everything that they want to impose. So if something can be put forward without any testing or regulation in 3.5 weeks, well, anything can happen, really, can't it?
And the ventilators killed people on top of that.
Well, there is that small issue as well, Sandy, but I didn't want to be too negative. Demonstrating how certain regulation can be done at pace, it says here. The sharing of personal health data, you were talking about that, mm-hmm. weren't you, will be a key area for getting the economy back on its... Why would that get the economy back on its feet? No, it'll get someone's economy back on its feet, won't it? The importance of the digital twin and quantified self. Oh, I can't wait to meet my digital twin, can you? And my quantified self. How can these vectors for how can these be vectors for regulatory approval? Well, they've just told us they can implement anything whenever they want. I think we've got one caller left, actually. John in Tennessee, are you still there?
I am. Hello, Sandy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, John.
I'm sure both of you have heard. Have either one of you ever heard of John Solomon Rary, the horse whisperer to the Queen of England?
Yes. It's a vague memory, okay. But we don't have a queen anymore. It's disappeared, you see, John.
Okay. Well, the world, the patriots, the people that are awake and aware of what's going on, and the rest of the world in particular, they are whispering. They are using desensitization techniques. They're training the world, whispering to the world people, causing them to fight or flight, you know, and they see your nostrils flare and your ears lay back, and they know...
That's right, John. We're running out of time here, but I think we got your point in there. That was brilliant, a brilliant way to finish the show. Thanks for the call. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to all the callers. I'm Mark Windows with Sandy Adams. We're back tomorrow. Same time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.